From KRCB Public Radio, it's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell. California disabled workers and their attorneys are angered by a new workers' compensation bill circulating through the Capitol. As Amy Quinton reports from Sacramento, the groups argue it harms severely injured workers the most.
The bill's critics say the new workers' compensation bill would reduce benefits for thousands with permanent disabilities. The legislation is designed to increase benefits for injured workers across the board. But attorney Tommy Reddit Flores says it comes at a cost.
The people that are maimed and injured, the worst, get the least, and the people that go back to work and aren't that injured get the most. That is the problem with this bill.
But Democratic Senator Kevin DeLeon, the bill's author, says the goal is to make sure injured workers are rightfully compensated.
I can understand a sense of angst, if you will, among all folks because they don't know what the end product looks like. We're not even sure ourselves. That's why we're having these very frank and important conversations.
A vote on the bill must come by midnight on Friday. At the state capitol, I'm Amy Quinton.
The leader of the California State Senate says a comprehensive pension reform deal is expected by today and will come to a vote on Friday. Democrat Daryl Steinberg says the overhaul will save the state tens of billions of dollars over the next few decades.
I think that there are going to be some people, a lot of people in organized labor, frankly, that are not going to be thrilled with it. It deals with every piece of the puzzle. It deals with formulas. It deals with mandatory contributions, additional contributions by current employees.
Indeed, the union coalition following the talks is calling the proposal the biggest rollback of pension benefits in California history and says it violates collective bargaining principles. Steinberg says the proposal does not include the much-discussed hybrid system, such as a 401k investment.